never the overrated touch. I am connected, I am the girl you want to watch. Lips on that glitter glow, spinning like mirror balls, falling to strobes, stuck in a crazy cycle.
I'm Greg Mendez, and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Thinking about our kiss. Is it that I- From all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today to WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. My name is Sophia, and I am your host today for this episode of One for the Books, where every week I pick a book and play music that fits the themes and vibes of that book. So, sorry we're getting a bit of a late start here today, but our book today is Braiding Sweetgrass. This is a book that I read a while ago. It's by Robin Wall Kimmerer, a botanist and professor of plant ecology, but also a very profound and talented poet. And Robin Kimmerer has spent her entire career learning how to ask questions of nature using the tools of science that she's gained in her research. And she uses braiding sweetgrass as a way to talk about the indigenous practices that she grew up with in her relationship with the earth and what she's learned about humans and our connection to the earth. And the book is really just a beautiful means of reconnecting humans with our planet. And I'll go a little bit more into some of her philosophies, but what I really enjoyed about this book is that sometimes these books feel a bit, you know, scientific-y, and if you don't know all the lingo, it's kind of hard to keep track and to keep up. But she tells the story of her indigenous family and the earth very poetically. She uses a lot of anecdotes and is a very, very talented prose writer. And so it doesn't really feel like you are reading this science report. It feels like you're reading a story. And that's very reflective of our Earth. Our Earth is not some science project. It's a story, an accumulation of an entire ecosystem and an entire lifetime of connection and giving and receiving, which she talks a lot about in the book and we'll go more into. But this first song is Paradise by Sade, because our Earth is its own beautiful paradise and I'm very grateful for this planet. And after that, we have Dragon Eyes by Adrian Lenker. I hope you guys enjoy. This is Paradise by Sade on One for the Books.
Blow you right to my door. Blow you right to my door.
was I've Been Born Again. That was I've Been Born Again by Flo and Eddie. And before that was Paradise by Sade. So I wanted to share a quote from our book today, Breeding Sweetgrass, by the poet and scientist Robin Wall Kimmerer. And she talks about our relationship with consumerism and products on Earth. She writes, "We have constructed an artifice, an ecosystem where we perpetrate the illusion that the things we consume have just fallen off the back of Santa's sleigh, not been ripped from the earth. The illusion enables us to imagine that the only choices we have are between brands." And I think that this really reminds us that we do, that there are more choices in how we interact and relate with the earth that are beyond just which products we buy. Obviously, it becomes harder and harder to accomplish and carry out in a more civilized society. But I really enjoyed this book because I felt that the author presents like tangible ways to make this a greater part of your life and to have a more meaningful relationship with the earth that doesn't require, you know, completely uprooting your life, especially if you live in a city. It's easier said than done. But I enjoyed it because she talks about the little things that you can do, and she talks about she teaches you a lot about the accessibility of gardening and growing your own plants and buying from local food sources and things like that. So this next song was my number one song of 2025, so I felt like I just had to play it. It's Heaven's on Fire by the Radio Department, and I love this song for a lot of reasons, but the start of it talks a lot about the negative effects on that capitalism has on youth culture, and I think that that also applies to on just general society, especially on our planet and how our planet survives and how we interact with it. And so I wanted to play this song. And also, the earth is our personal heaven, and we are quite literally lighting her on fire with the way that we treat her. So I figured that that was fitting. After that, we have Chameleon Sunday by Arc de Soleil. And after that, we have Mood One, Love, Love by Sunbear, which is an indigenous-related band, which I thought was fitting since our author is an indigenous woman of the Potawatomi tribe. Thank you guys for tuning in today. This is Heaven's on Fire by the Radio Department.
Youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? Do you have any idea? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
That was Mood 1, Love Love by Sun Bear. And before that was Chameleon Sunday by Arc de Soleil. And before that was Heavens on Fire by The Radio Department. So next up, we have Glory of the Snow by Claro. There's an anecdote in this book, Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer, where she talks about this, like, essentially, like, abominable snow monster. And it's, like, this very... She uses it as an anecdote for and to symbolize greed and sort of capitalist hunger and the way that society has kind of become more that way. And she compares it to the much more reciprocal relationship that humans used to have with the earth. And she specifically talks about the ways that her native tribe would give back to the earth, because she talks about it and she says, the relationship between self and the world is reciprocal. It is not a question of first getting enlightened or saved and then acting. As we work to heal the earth heals us. And she talks about even how even a wounded world is still feeding us and it's still providing us with joy. And so instead of focusing on the despair aspects, and she does say, like, this is easier said than done, but instead of focusing on the despair of the world and the despair on the earth, because there's a lot that isn't necessarily joyful, she talks about focusing on the joy and focusing on the ways that the earth does provide for us, which are countless, and thinks about how she can give back to the earth. There's this really beautiful anecdote about how of braiding sweetgrass, hence the title, where they collect, like, native grasses and they braid them together to make baskets for, like, the neighborhood people and the other people in their tribes. And then they use these baskets to harvest food and things like that. It's a very, like, beautiful way of living. And I really enjoyed that about this book. And so that is why I chose Glory of the Snow, because I felt like it connects to that like snow scene. It was very captivating because it really depicts the sort of evil hunger that lives inside a part of our society. And then after that, we have Dragon Eyes by Adrian Lenker, and It's All Over Now, Baby Blue by Bob Dylan, two folk songs that I really enjoy and love. And then after that, we have Parasite by Nick Drake, which I also felt like was fitting because the way that I often think that human species is often depicted almost as a parasite into the earth, as though we're not meant to be here, and the way we're treating it is just simply, we're just simply destroying it. And while that is true, we are destroying it, there is a significant role that humans are meant to play in the relationship between earth and people, which the author talks about in Braiding Sweetgrass. It's not as though we are not meant to be on this earth. We're meant to use the resources that the earth provides, and we're meant to utilize that and share it with other people. It's just the way that we're going about it that has led to so many issues, and that is sending us down this danger spiral. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoy. This is Glory of the Snow by Claro.
I can feel there's something in the between. Oh,
Stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming. it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is folding under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. All your seasick sailors, they're all rowing home. Your empty-handed army is all going home. Your lover who just walked out the door has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Stones behind, there's something that calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, go start anew, and it's all over now, baby blue.
Station bar and traveling far and thin, sailing downstairs to the northern line, watching the shine of the shows, hearing the trials of the people there, who's to care if they lose. But take a look, you may see me on the ground. Side of this town, a dancing a jig in a church with chimes, a sign of the times today, and hearing no bell from a steeple tall, people all in dismay. Falling so far on a silver spoon, making the moon for fun. small, people all get hung. Take a look, you may see me coming through. For I am the parasite who travels two by two. When I'm lifting the mask from a local clown and feeling down like him, and I'm seeing the light in a station bar and traveling far and thin, and I'm sailing downstairs to the northern line, watching the shine of the shoes and hearing trials of the people there, who's to care if they lose. Take a look, you may see me on the ground. For I am the parasite of this town. Take a look, you may see me. Parasite who hangs from your skirt.
That was Parasite by Nick Drake. Before that was It's All Over Now, Baby Blue by Bob Dylan. And before that was Dragon Eyes by Adrian Lenker and Glory of the Snow by Claro. So next up we have, I transitioned a little bit into folk music today because I feel like folk music is the music of the earth. And well, a lot of music is the music of the earth, but it always kind of makes me feel very connected to it. And so this next song, well, first, actually, I wanted to share a quote from our book today, Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer. She says, "Sometimes I wish I could photosynthesize so that just by being, just by shimmering at the meadow's edge or floating lazily on a pond, I could be doing the work of the world while standing silent in the sun." So that's a lot of words. But basically, she's saying that if she could be a plant, then she could do the work of the world by just simply being, by being rooted in the ground. She doesn't even need to move. She can just do all this insanely impactful work. And I think that that is really beautiful. I once got into like a pretty heated debate with someone, I guess you could say, about whether or not plants have feelings. And I think the word emotion got in there, and that's why the person I was talking to got a little defensive, because they didn't believe that plants could have emotions. But I think that throughout this book, Breeding Sweetgrass, the author reminds us that plants are, they still are living beings, and they react when things in their habitat are not going well. They're going to react to that. And when things are going well, they're going to react to that too, just like people. And so, while one could argue, you know, that maybe they can't be happy or sad, there's still this reaction that their entire being has when things aren't going right. And they really do carry so much of the world and the well-being of the world on it. So much of it is their responsibility. And so the least we can do is respect that and acknowledge that. I think that's the biggest thing of this book that the author reminds us, is to acknowledge that relationship that we have with the earth, and not to act as though all of our resources don't come from this beautiful, beautiful planet. So this next song is Leading Me Now by The Tallest Man on Earth. I just think this is a really beautiful song. I've listened to it a lot over the summer. It makes me feel very connected to the earth, and I do think that in a sense this author is leading us in a direction towards having a more reciprocal and equal relationship with the earth. And then after that we have Remember by Alex G, because she's encouraging us to remember the early ways that people and humans would interact with the earth, specifically her Native American lineage of the Potawatomi tribe. And after that, we have Smile the Day After Today by Black Moth Super Rainbow, which I felt like is sort of a look towards the future. This is an instrumental number that's just kind of been in my brain recently, and I've really been enjoying it. But this book is simultaneously a look to the past and an ode to the past, but also a motivation for the future and what we can do in the future to better our planet and better our relationship with it. So anyway, thank you guys for tuning in today. This is Leading Me Now by The Tallest Man on Earth.
Thank you. don't help me, oh please. Don't help me, oh please. Don't help me, oh please. Don't help me, oh please.
Smile the Day After Today by Black Mock Super Rainbow. Before that was Remember by Alex G. And before that was Leading Me Now by The Tallest Man on Earth. So I just wanted to end, we might not have time for the whole thing, but for I Feel the Earth Move by Carole King, get some Carole King in there because this book is all about the earth and treating our earth right. So I hope you guys enjoy today's show. And thank you guys for tuning in to WMCFM College Park. Have a great rest of your days.
Month of May, oh darling, I can't stand.